From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Although video conference meetings are set to continue Wednesday, Russia's foreign minister says the United States declined to host a high-ranking Russian delegation on Syria and also refused to send its own mission to Moscow. On Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Washington of refusing to cooperate and share intelligence on Syria and said he was willing to send a high-profile delegation led by the Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev, to the United States. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said Tuesday that the Department of Defense officials would be holding a third secure video conference Wednesday with officials from the Russian Defense Ministry. The focus of these discussions is on specific safety protocols for crews flying over Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday that the discussions are progressing and that he expects an agreement in very short order to help prevent a potential mid-air disaster involving U.S. and Russian aircraft. Hundreds of Israeli troops joined police at sites across the country Wednesday as authorities tried to halt a wave of Palestinian stabbing and shooting attacks. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet announced early in the day that it had authorized police to seal off centers of friction and incitement in Jerusalem. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said late Tuesday he will travel to Israel and the Palestinian territories to try to calm the violence. A bomb exploded Wednesday at the office of a lawmaker in central Pakistan, killing at least seven people and wounding several others. The blast happened in a town in Punjab province at an office used by Amjad Khosa of Pakistan's ruling Pakistan Muslim League. Police said they were investigating and there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. VOA News. Pope Francis has offered a rare, if vague, apology for scandals involving the Roman Catholic Church after several high-profile gaffes that were linked to the church or its clergy. Speaking in Rome at the beginning of his weekly general audience Wednesday, Pope Francis said he asked for forgiveness.
In nome della Chiesa.
He says, in the name of the church, I ask you for forgiveness for the scandals that have occurred recently, either in Rome or in the Vatican. I ask you for forgiveness. He did not offer details on what scandals he meant. The Pope's comment drew applause, but also confusions about what scandals he might have meant. The Vatican has not addressed questions about what the Pope was referencing. The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, the UNODC, says that the amount of opium produced in Afghanistan during the current year has dropped by 48%. Ayaz Gul reports.
Speaking to reporters in Kabul Wednesday, Andre Avetisyan, the regional representative for the UN Anti-Drugs Mission, said the dramatic drop in opium production was due to better cooperation between enforcement agencies and Afghan policymakers. The reductions, he said, are significant following years of a steady increase in the cultivation and production of opium in the country.
The potential production of opium has reduced significantly by 48%. We have 3,300 tons of opium production this year as compared to 6,400 tons last year.
Avetisyan told reporters opium cultivation in 2015 also went down by 19% across the country. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Ex-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders dominated the Democratic Party's first presidential debate of 2016, largely preserving their status as the party's frontrunners, according to some analysts. However, early in the debate, the rivals were able to find unexpected common ground over Clinton's use of private email server during his time as Secretary of State. This is Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too.
Clinton and Sanders were joined by three lesser candidates during the two-hour debate at a Las Vegas casino Tuesday. Toyota, under ambitious environmental targets, is aiming to sell hardly any regular gasoline vehicles by 2050, only hybrids and fuel cells to radically reduce emissions. The automaker promised to involve governments, affiliated companies, and other stakeholders to push to reduce average emissions from Toyota cars by 90% by about 2050. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.